Good evening, everybody, or good morning, depending on what time you're listening to the podcast, of course. This is New Jersey Revolution Radio. Brian here, and I'm being joined tonight by Lou from the Libertarian Socialist Caucus of North Jersey DSA. How are you, Lou? Nice of you to join us tonight.
Hey, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Cool, man. So just to remind everybody, New Jersey Revolution Radio will be in South Jersey on January 11th at the Casciano Coffee Bar and Sweetery. That's 212 Bellevue Avenue in Hamilton, New Jersey. Again, that's going to happen on Friday, January 11th, starting around 7 o'clock. So we'll see you out there. If you get a chance to mark yourself as going on the Facebook event and save that date after the holidays and you're looking to wind down a little bit, it'll be our first trip into South Jersey after we did a lot of fun it was had up in Montclair, so we're going to come down to Hamilton and do that again. So looking forward to that. Lou, so I'm pretty familiar with DSA, Democratic Socialists of America. Got some friends operating around, you know, the state and DSA. I count you as one of my comrades. I hope that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
I've been critical of DSA for messing around in the Democratic Party, but I do acknowledge that there's some interesting work going on from a grassroots level, and I was glad to see you popped on the revolutionary calendar and you guys registered your event with New Jersey Revolution Radio. So tell me, before we talk about the event that you registered, though, tell me about what is a Libertarian Socialist, Democratic Socialist of America?
Right. So the Libertarian Socialist Caucus, it sprouted out of the last DSA National Convention. And basically, there were a lot of Libertarian Socialists within the DSA, ranging, you know, anarchists, communalists, council communists, mutualists, the whole gamut, and that wanted to come together to see these Libertarian Socialist principles like direct democracy and horizontalism, doing away with hierarchies of power and trying to implement that within the DSA nationally and locally. And I was originally a member of the New York City DSA LSC, Libertarian Socialist Caucus. We had our first General Assembly back in August. We had about 100 members show up, and we have branched out from there. So I am back in my home state, you know, the Garden State of New Jersey. There's about a dozen of us out here, and we're trying to get the ball rolling. And that is one of our first events coming up. The one that you plugged earlier is that mutual aid benefit show for the wildfires out in California.
Cool. So your goal right now is just to establish a bit of a presence here in New Jersey, I guess. But I'm curious to know what the goal is kind of internally with DSA when you say implementing horizontalism and things like that. Do you work with to get people elected into official, you know, positions within the DSA? Do you do more grassroots work and caucus? Like,
right.
How do you affect the overall organization to become more libertarian socialist?
Yeah, as you know, somewhat different than other groups within the DSA that might be campaigning for like Medicare for All or working on electoral campaigns, like we just saw with AOC. Or Julia Salazar. The Libertarian Socialist Caucus is very much rooted in the anarchist traditions of direct action, mutual aid, and those type of campaigns. So we tend to stay shy away from the electoral aspect of the DSA. And DSA itself is kind of a big tent organization where there's comrades of all different tendencies within it. Anarchists, Maoists, Trots, you know, democratic socialists, even some social democrat, like more center people. So within that, you had, you know, caucuses emerge based on either identity or ideology. And we've come to grow to be the largest one. And we're trying to, we came out with our proposals for what to bring forward to the next convention. And it's just ways of like make more transparency, accountability, and more direct democracy and decentralizing power on a local level, and kind of act as like a, I guess more like a check and balance on national to make sure that, you know, power doesn't concentrate too much at the national level. And it's more like, you know, trying to implement more grassroots within the DSA. Mm-hmm. While staying away from all the, you know, campaigning, electoral nonsense, you know, that we've seen.
I like referring to it as electoral nonsense, man.
It's a lot of drama that comes with it. I mean, sure. You know, and we're like, a lot of our members are members of the DSA medics, the street medics that go out to like the you know, direct actions, protest, make sure everyone's safe. And we've had members that went out to the, you know, visit the area affected by the wildfires, right, you know, that are out there in California right now, trying to help them get off the ground. So, you know, while there is merit in like, I kind of see it as like a dual approach, like, yeah, if you want to like be involved in that, sure, like the electoral aspect of it all, but like we also need people out there helping tenants form a union and helping, like, you know, getting, you know, making autonomous unions within the workplace, or, you know, fighting the fascist creep that we see going on in this nation. So it's that's stuff that maybe another DSA member who might be just canvassing for Medicare for All might shy away from. So
that fascist creep is speeding up, unfortunately, and we heard some news today about tear gas being shot at the Mexican border. So I think it's important that we stand up on whatever platform we can. But, you know, me, myself personally, who's involved with political parties, people are surprised to hear how little stock I put in elections at this point. And I think the work of grassroots organizing and that kind of work is probably more important for building an alternative to capitalism than anything else.
It's a base building tactic. And I want to give a shout out to the Communist Caucus out in the East Bay DSA. They've been really spearheading, you know, tenant unions out there with much success. I mean, besides New York, I think that might be the only other part of the region that has higher rent than us. So, you know, people are being displaced, and there's a housing crisis going on in almost all these metropolitan areas across the country. So
it's
much amazing. Needed work.
Yeah. It's amazing what they're still getting away with. Yeah. Anybody fighting back against, you know, the housing crisis and gentrification, which you're right, is going on across the country in just about every city that we have now at this point. So I do want to get to your event. So you're in New Jersey, you're establishing a presence, and I think you've kicked off with something cool to do, highlighting the disasters going on in California. Can you talk to us about the event, how it kind of came to be, and how people out there can support and help it?
Right. So yeah, on December 7th at the Index Arts Center in Newark, it's at 237 Washington Street. We will be hosting a mutual aid benefit show. We got some cool bands already lined up, and a $10 at the door donation. And the proceeds will be going to Chico DSA, Chico, California, being one of the areas affected by the fires. And the comrades on the ground out there, the smaller chapter, but they've been very active with disaster relief. So they started a GoFundMe to get necessary supplies to the affected communities. Right. And whatever we make that night will be going out to their GoFundMe, to them, and also to Northern Valley Mutual Aid, which is a another group that the DSA has teamed up with out there. What got me involved with it was New York City DSA started a disaster relief group. And before I moved back to New Jersey while I was living out there, I had started getting active with the disaster relief group. And I was like, well, this is definitely something that is much needed, because disaster capitalism is like this the worst, like, rotten core of our society, where you're just taking full exploitation of people at their, like, you know, weakest, whether it's after a hurricane or a wildfire. And we, as, you know, socialists of all stripes and tendencies, we have to combat that somehow. So I mean, as an anarchist, the way that we know best is through mutual aid. And you know, so I figured, and also, you know, from me and my friends that are out here in the NJ DSA LSC contingent, we've all been pretty active in the music community for a while. So we pulled our, you know, talents and skills and stuff together, and reached out to other groups like Silk City Socialists, And we're going to be hosting this concert.
It's great that you're coming here and you're doing this work. I appreciate, you know, that we're getting off the ground here in New Jersey with something that can help people across the country and put a good name on the work that socialists do, man. So appreciate that. I'll try to drop by. I think we may come out there and do some coverage of it. So hopefully, you know, we'll see a lot of comrades there. It's been a while since I hung out with you personally, man. So it'll be nice to see
you. Yeah. We'll get some beers there. And I want to talk about like the strength in coalition building around things like this. You know, on the left, we've been plagued by, division for decades, centuries, and things like disaster relief, mutual aid, anti-fascism. These are things that, I mean, comrades of all stripes could unite behind and work together, you know, and, you know, we realize we have more in common when we do so than we have then, you know, separate us. So that's why with this event, I was reaching out to all different groups, and I reached out to IWW and Soak City Socialists and North Jersey DSA. Hopefully we'll get on board and to build a coalition around this, and maybe, you know, we could work together beyond this event at other things, whether it's helping tenants in, you know, Patterson, or, you know, dealing with pipelines running through Warren County or whatever, you know, if issues affect our state. If we could build a you know, strong coalition that we could bring out people to and, you know, work on these campaigns effectively, we can actually accomplish some, you know, really good stuff out here, you know, in the shadow of New York.
Yeah, I think when people, and one of the things, you know, we're trying to do here at Revolution Radio is, you know, encourage people to focus on Jersey, that we should disregard, you know, these silos that we've been put in and put ourselves in, and quite frankly, in many cases, and bust down those silos and work together on areas of agreement here in New Jersey. And I think that when we do that, we can accomplish things, and we can accomplish big things. So, you know, I look forward to more work with you, man. If you're out there and you're listening, you can check out www.njrevolutionradio.com. We'll have this podcast up, and along with it in the post, we will have the links to the appropriate Facebook events and ways that you can spread word and get involved with this effort up there in North Jersey. Lou, anything before we go?
Not much. Thank you for having me on. And solidarity. I'm a big fan of Rev Radio. I think this is great. And, you know, New Jersey needs this, you know, bad. So I look forward to seeing you at the show. And hope to see everyone there and have a good time. You know?
Cool. Thanks a lot, everybody. And have a great night.